Good morning. It is Sunday morning and we are just getting ready to go to church. And I really wanted to get another podcast in today because I've had a lot on my mind that I want to talk about. And so this one is titled Why I Love What I Do and Why Money is a Side Effect of That. And I think this is really important. On Friday, I had Mert from Rockney Farms, actually, when I was packing up. He asked me why donuts, like, why would I pick a donut truck? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And I think I gave him a really simple answer that, you know, I had hated what I was doing. I just really didn't love or have passion for mass producing and baking anymore in what I was doing with my wholesale bakery. And so I knew I needed a change and I didn't quite know what that was. So donuts weren't, you know, exactly what I had chosen right from the start, but a food truck was. I'd always had this bug that I really wanted to own a food truck. And so that was always there, but really the drive behind it was just finding my passion in baking and finding out what I really wanted to do so that I could love going to work every day, which I didn't at the time. And so he kind of opened my eyes and made me think a little bit. Thanks, Mert. You know, I left that conversation kind of with this thought of, well, I really wanted to like dig into that and see what that meant and why I really was doing donuts and was it about donuts and, you know, dig into that a little bit. So I did. And I personally listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of motivational speakers and business people. And, you know, I'm constantly trying to learn and figure things out from other people's mistakes and learn what other people have to teach. And I think that's a little bit of my motivation in doing this podcast as well. Yeah, it's from me. And I think it's really important for me to document my journey. But also I'm hoping that, you know, maybe even one person will get something out of it and be motivated or get some sort of advice that they may not have gotten from somebody else. Maybe I can help them, you know, overcome some hurdles or find their passion just by inspiring them with what I do. So that's a lot of why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I think the whole reason behind it is that I do love this. I truly love what I do. When I had the idea for the food truck and started dreaming this up, it gave me so much joy and excitement that I knew I was going to love it. I never doubted it, and I do love it. So luckily, I finally found something that I'm truly passionate about, and I'm excited to see it grow. It's taken me a long time to get here. I was really in like the midst of my hustling about 2 years ago. I was pregnant, working two jobs. I had my wholesale bakery, and I was working as like a bakery trainer for a national company that had me traveling all over the United States. I think I went to like 12 states in 1 year alone. So every other week I was on the road traveling, two kids at home, was pregnant. You know, I was really in the midst of it. I was trying to get ahead. I was trying to get bills paid off, trying to figure out what it is that I wanted. It was a great opportunity to have that job, and I feel really blessed to have gone through the experience. And it was a really fun job. So I really did enjoy that. But there came a point where I knew I needed to figure out what was next for me because this wasn't sustainable. I knew once the baby came that, you know, it was just going to get harder. So figuring that out, and I'd never told anybody that I wanted to own a food truck. So kind of speaking my dream out loud, I think, is what really helped to make it become real. I tell my daughter that all the time, that if you really want something, then talk about it. Tell people about it. Make it real. Give it words. Give it life so that it can become real. And there was one other thing that I did back then just to inspire myself and not let myself let go of my dream, because I knew that right now I had to do what I had to do to make money, to pay the bills, to get ahead in life. I really had to just put my head down and hustle. And I took my phone and I put a quote on the screen of it so that every time I would look at my phone, I would see this quote. And it said, let money be a side effect of doing what you love. So every time I would open my phone, I would see that and think, you know, to do what I want to do, money is not the driving force. Yes, it's a bonus, it's a side effect of it, but it's not why I do what I do. I want to love what I'm doing and not have money drive me. And I think for so many years in my business and my career, it was always about making more money. And if I just made this amount, then I would be this successful. And so measuring my success by money really wasn't the right way to go. And I don't think anybody had really told me that. I think I had just seen people throughout my life and they were always driven by money. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs, and I think I honed in and focused on the money aspect of it because we were feast or famine growing up. My parents would have really successful years and we would have everything and go on, you know, fancy vacations and have nice cars and things like that. And then they would have a bad year and everything would be gone. So I always measured everything by how much money we had and thought that that was success. And when I realized that that wasn't, I really wanted it to be a side effect. And I don't know if I read that quote somewhere, if I made it up or where it came from, but I happened upon it and I knew it needed to be a part of my daily life. And so I made that kind of my goal to figure out how I could make money be a side effect of doing what I love. And I feel like a year into this business, I finally have achieved that. I make enough money to pay the bills and to have a little bit left over, and the business is a year in and growing. And so I feel like that is a success for me because the money isn't my driving force and it's not what makes me want to keep going. I'm super excited about things in the future because they make me giddy. I have a new food trailer that I've ordered that's going to be my next venture to kind of add on to this donut venture, and I'm going to do other things with it. But every time I sit down and think about it or write up menu ideas or work on recipes for it, it just gives me joy. And that's why I'm doing this, because it really gives me that like internal feel of happiness. And I think that's what everybody's looking for. Everybody wants a little joy in their life. Everybody wants some happiness. And if you can kind of change your mindset from money is going to make me happy and figure out that no, money's just a side effect of doing what you love, and that's ultimately what's going to make you happy, is getting up every day and looking forward to doing what you're doing, to put something out in the world that is contributing to your community around you, to lift people up and encourage them. So I'm hoping that's what I can do with this. That's kind of where I want to go with this business. It's not all about donuts. I really do enjoy making the donuts, and I want to share more of how I do it and, you know, how I kind of go through my creative process with it and what inspires me. But I'm really trying to build a community here and show people that it's possible to do what you love and for it to pay the bills, but that's not the ultimate goal, is not money here. And I don't think there's ever going to be some number out there that's ever going to make me happy. I think I'm always going to have this entrepreneurial spirit and want to do what I'm doing. And so since making that kind of mental shift in my head, I think that's really kind of given me a sense of freedom. So I hope that helps other people out and inspire somebody. It's definitely exciting for me. And I hope you have a happy Sunday. Bye.